My name's Jason Bolt. I'm the Northern Area Forester for DEFA. I'm covering mainly the whole north of the island from Douglas to Peel northwards.
Okay, and a problem has been found in some of the trees in the north of the island. You able to just tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, recently an aerial survey was done by the Forestry Commission where they surveyed all our plantations and some suspect areas were found in two of the northern plantations, Colden and Balaff, whereby some localised dying of larch trees in particular were noticed. Following that, we had a Forestry Commission officer come over who, with our assistance, we felled some sample trees, took some tests on them in the field, and they proved to be Phytophthora remorum. At the moment, those some samples have been sent away for further analysis, but as a result of the field test proving positive, we have to we're statutory obliged to fell areas of larch from those infected trees. That's what's shown in the maps in front of us.
So how many trees are we talking about there that are going to need to be felled?
I can't tell you the exact number of trees, but we're looking in the Balaff region of around 4,000 cubic metres of felled timber, and in the Colden area just shy of 5,000. That's the current estimates.
Okay, so tell me, what does this pathogen do?
It basically it affects trees and plants in different ways. On larch trees, it kills the trees, but it's also the main concern is that it produces spores, many spores per needle, which can be transmitted through water, through the air, or muddy boots, mountain bike wheels, and if you go into another area, not necessarily a forest, but it could be a garden or a nursery, it can affect other plants as well, and there's a wide range of plants that it can affect. So the whole purpose of the felling is risk management. I don't think we'll ever eradicate it, but is to reduce the risk of it spreading to other areas, and it's the whole island we're talking. It's not just a forestry division problem. This, it's a whole island problem.
So has it been found here before?
We had a very small possible area last year that was noticed, which we felled immediately. It was only a 1 hectare block of trees, and that was felled within a few weeks of us actually identifying it. Other than that, nothing to date. Phytophthora is a disease which is takes many forms, but the remorum is usually, people will know it mainly as sudden oak death, but it doesn't actually affect many of our native oaks. It's more an American term that was derived over there. But it affects ash, sweet chestnut, horse chestnuts. It can affect some heathland species, more particularly from my point of view, the commercial side of Japanese larch, European larch and hybrid. And so it's a very interesting disease and something which is here, and it is difficult to control, but we need to manage the risks, basically. That's why we've closed areas of Balaff and the entire plantation of Colden off to try and minimise its spread.
So how is it likely to have come here?
It could have come through nurseries. It could have come through just somebody walking their dog in a plantation in the UK, some needles on the back of the car, they come over here, the dog walks in Balaff plantation. It could come from some fly tipping. In Colden we get areas of fly tipping, so people have come up, they could tip it, it gets into the sweet chestnut that's there, which sporulates prolifically as well, and then the spores come from there, they get into the larch trees, the rhododendron as well, and then it spreads through the air or just through actual you carrying it in your footwear or on your person.
So is that quite a quick process if it's not sort of contained?
Yes, if it's not contained, it can kill areas of larch trees off within a year. So it is quite prolific in other areas. In other trees, it can kill them, but such as beech, it can kill beech trees, but it doesn't sporulate on them. So it doesn't actually produce spores to transmit, but rhododendron, sweet chestnut, and Japanese larch are prolific sporulators. So that's where we're a bit keen to get in and get this sorted now as quick as we can.
So are you going to be continuing your surveys island-wide?
Yeah, I still have a couple more plantations to survey myself, but this time of year now the larch is it's deciduous, it's losing its needles, so it becomes very difficult to identify. There are other examples of identification, such as resin bleeds on the bark, on the main stem. But with thousands of trees to look at, you're not going to necessarily notice that so much. So it's just a case of keeping an eye on other hosts such as rhododendron and looking for foliage wilting or blackening and other indications that we can identify and perhaps take tests on.
Okay, so you mentioned the commercial side of things just before. How much of a loss is this going to be for the department?
The larch trees itself make this our second commercial timber, second to Sitka spruce. So if we were to allow this to spread, it would dramatically affect our production by taking a huge volume out of it annually. It also has a knock-on effect by where we have a huge influx of timber that we don't necessarily need immediately. So, and it affects our design plans of our working management plans of the plantations. So it will have a drastic effect if we don't curtail it now. In Balaff and Colden, it's not so bad at the moment. You know, we can use these as areas of restructuring and diversification within the plantation. So we can work it into the current management plans. It's not a big issue just yet.
And as far as the felling is concerned, are the trees felled and then burned, presumably?
No. The timber can be used for whatever means necessary. We can use it in our local mill. There are a few precautionary measures that we would take, sort of not stacking it near other timber that could transmit and then carry it somewhere else. But basically, we can use it for whatever other means we need to. So there's no loss there. We just must minimise when we're transporting it that there's no brash or needles being carried in the timber loads that could be dropped off on route back to the mill and then could transmit through other trees or rhododendron especially, and then you've got it, you're spreading it yourself. So with careful management, we will eliminate the risks and be able to use the timber, yeah.
Okay, and just finally, which areas are being closed off to the public?
The whole of Colden Plantation, which is in Baldwin, adjacent to Baldwin Reservoir, that is completely closed off at the moment. Harvesting is due to start there shortly. Balaff Plantation, we've cordoned off mainly the eastern side. So if you do know Balaff Plantation, everything as you're walking into the plantation from the ponds to your right-hand side is all closed off up over to the Glendhu Valley. So and the right-of-way, the public right-of-way, the greenway that runs through the middle of the plantation, that too is closed off until harvesting is finished, which we hope to have finished for April of next year. So it is a long-term closure.
Okay, Jason, thank you very much.
You're welcome. No problem.